Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go.
Oh, here it comes.
If you're all alone.
All right. 404. McMonagle here with you on a football Friday. You know what that means. The Take a Chance Parlay. We parlay three dogs, put them together. It's been something I do for a long time. Hit it twice this year. I think Fleeks has got it once. So we'll give it a go here. Three underdogs, all parlayed together. Fleeks, take it away.
All right, game number one is one of your picks. I also like the Panthers plus the 3.5 against Atlanta. I mean, these are two teams that have been impossible to predict. You never know what you're going to get from them. They look great at home. Then they look horrible at home. Then they blow out a team on the road, or they have a nice win on the road. Then and the other thing I like here that favors the Panthers is the Falcons were just playing an international game and didn't take the bye coming back. Right. We've seen a lot of teams at the very least get off to a sluggish start in the next game if they end up scoring at all. So maybe that gives the Panthers a bit of an edge. Game number two, give me the Jaguars plus 3 at home against the Chargers. The Chargers, I know they had a very impressive game against the Steelers last week, and Aaron Rodgers looked maybe the worst we've ever seen him.
Yep.
The Chargers' offense wasn't great. It was okay against the Steelers, but I still wonder what you're going to get from that Chargers' offense with the injury to Joe Ault. Obviously, Slater was already lost for the year. They added Penning in the trade, but who knows how quickly he's up to speed with everything. And the Jaguars, we've seen it kind of in some games that they need at home, most importantly, and the one I think back to is that Chiefs game, that they can kind of give you that effort, and they really need it after what they allowed to happen last Sunday against the Texans. Now coming back home, this is a team that is still trying to hang on by a thread in the AFC wild card race. And game number three, I can't believe I'm not picking the Lions here because I usually love the Lions, but that matchup against Philly terrifies me. Mm-hmm. So give me the Seahawks plus 3 in LA against the Rams.
Yep.
Listen, this has been a team that I've been riding all year. They've been great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very evenly matched game. You know, if I had to pick one, I'd say the Rams might be slightly better and they're at home. But the one way I think you can attack the Rams is vertically. And what we've seen from the Seahawks all year is they can throw the ball downfield. Sam Darnold to JSN, that deep ball, they added Shaheed now. Mm-hmm. Like, that is scary. So, yeah, a couple big plays and the Seahawks can be right in this game and maybe win it.
Yeah, we got two of the same. I got Carolina, obviously, is one of my picks. We just went over that. And I'm with you on Seattle, too. I got both of the big NFC matchups this week. These are two of my favorite games of the week, Seattle at L.A., and then obviously the Lions against Philadelphia. You mentioned it, Sam, and SBA is one of the...
JSN, Jackson Smith and
Jigba. JSN, SVA, what did I even say?
Are you thinking of SGA?
Yeah, SGA, I think that's what I'm thinking. SGA, I think that's what I said. JSN, that has become as dynamic a... He's the best wide receiver in the game right now. And you talked about the Seattle team. They are defensively on the road this year have been ferocious. At home, they've been a good team too, and they've kind of started to turn that narrative a little bit, but defensively on the road, they have been incredible. And I know right now, you know, L.A., the Rams have played great. Stafford is arguably the front runner for the MVP this year right now, but I just think it's an interesting matchup. I love the game. I want to be rooting hard for Seattle in this game, so I'm going to pick it. Same thing with the Lions. I love this Lions team. Love everything they do. I want them to go into Philadelphia badly. I do think that they play the same kind of they can play the smash mouth football while also having the run game and the attack from Jared Goff, which you can clearly get to the Eagles. And as long as you could stop this passing attack from Philly, which is kind of like, I just don't know Philadelphia's offense right now. Like what gives me the chance in this game is like, they've played better and all, and the run game has gotten better, but I just don't know where Philly is offensively. And if they catch the Lions on one of these games where they're very tough to stop, and I know they won't be indoors here in Detroit where they play much better, but on any given day, Gibbs and that run game can just go off, and I just don't know if Philly can catch up if you get one of Lions' better games. So give me the Lions, give me Seattle, give me Carolina, your take a chance, parlay. 888-808-1019. We obviously started with football game last night as the New York Jets fell to the New England Patriots to get this week 11 started in the NFL in a game that, you know, we've been talking about it all morning. You just heard the cut from the coach, who I guess won't tell us who the quarterback is until next Sunday. But we all know who it should be and who it shouldn't be, as Justin Fields was just atrocious in this game last night. It's getting harder and harder to watch. I mean, I know I'm rooting for them to lose every game. I know I'm different. I'm a tanker. It's probably in their best interest to lose this game. And in some ways, it's one of those games where, you know, it's almost the best of both worlds. You lose the game and you kind of show some life, right? Defensively, there was that turnover on the fumble right at the 10-yard line. They force a field goal. If you take the quarterbacks out of this game, and May played another really good game, his ability to get outside the pocket and make plays off book, as well as just be precise in the passing attack, he is really playing right there at the top of the league at the quarterback position, year two here for Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots. But outside, like, this is a close game outside of the quarterback play. You take them off the field, this is a field goal game. And that's with trading away two of their best players. Like, the defense played well in this game. I thought the offensive line played well in this game. And, yeah, they dropped some passes. But Justin Fields, it's just you can't watch him play anymore. He can't run. He can't throw. We went over all the stats that we went through all morning long about, you know, over the last 14 years, there's only been one quarterback in two different seasons through 10 games to throw less than 1,400 yards. Justin Fields with the Bears, Justin Fields this year. They have six games this year, six with less than 100 yards of offense in the first half. No other team has more than three. They are completely inept offensively. He cannot throw the football. And if you want to be the coach who wants to talk about building something, and you want to be the coach who wants to talk about building a winning culture, and you want to be the coach who gets mad at the media for getting stories when you won't give it to them, if you want to be mad, if you want to be the coach who's angry and not saying who's going to be the starting quarterback, and yet you try and tell your team that this is the best chance to win, a quarterback who threw for 116 yards, he has had four games this year where he's thrown for less than 100. There is no passing attack whatsoever. And yeah, I know a bunch of callers mentioned there were some drops. No doubt about it. One in particular was just awful. But that doesn't excuse what has been going on the entire season with Justin Fields. He's able to run. He's able to get outside the pocket. He's able to, you know, create some issues with his legs, and he did last night, especially that first drive. They go right down the field, put the ball in the end zone, and then the rest of that first half is just inept with missed throws all over the place. We're getting hung up on a couple of drop passes. I get it. Mitchell had a miserable drop pass on really one of the few really good throws that he made all day. But, and ultimately, as I'm going to keep harping on, because this season is dead, and whether or not they beat the New England Patriots, and it would have been a nice win, right? If you are of the mind of building something and trying to get back into the season or at least create some sort of winning environment and start building a team that believes that they can win, and that would actually obviously go a long way into believing you could win. You go beat the Patriots, who are 8-2, top team in the AFC, have now won 8 consecutive games after starting the season 1-2. You go on the road into New England, win that football game, sure. That's a large step and a huge leap into starting to believe in who you are as a team. Right? Great. I don't know how much I buy into that, but I know former players buy into that, as we heard in the postgame. I know the coach is going to try and sell that. And if you're going to try and go win those games, you can't have this quarterback be the guy trying to do it for you. And for me, where I take the look of, I don't even know what kind of emphasis I put on winning this football game, it's all about the draft. And I know I keep talking about it, and I know that's in April, and I know this coach is going nowhere, and Muji's going nowhere, and they just had a trade deadline for the ages and got incredible return for Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. No one can deny that. They got great return for 2 defensive players, absolutely. And now they are set up with 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks and then 3 first-round picks. They control the draft, and particularly the first round, for the next 2 years. Great, grand, and wonderful. All of that is a means to an end, and the end is finding a quarterback. And I'm sorry. I'm having a real tough time watching this team, knowing that this coach chose to bring Justin Fields here and that this GM paid him the money he paid him, where next year the cap hit is $23 million. They decided to make this man the leader of their team and the leader of their offense and pay him all that money and continue to stick with him, as it's obvious he doesn't give them a chance to win. Doesn't go to Tyrod Taylor in this game, despite what the rest outside of that first drive, what the rest of this first half looked like, still sticks with him. You heard Willie Colon in the post game, just like, if I'm like, he's going to try and tell me I need to be better at this and I need to be better at that. What about what you need to do? And you need to give us a chance with a quarterback who can play. He can't throw the football. They are the most anemic offense in the NFL. They are, the first halves are jokes. Every week we go into the half saying he's got to pull the quarterback, right? He's got to pull the quarterback, right? He's got to, we go into every halftime with that. And yet these are the 2 guys in charge of finding the next future quarterback of this team. I'm having a real tough time with it. I'm having a real tough time watching this football team, watching Justin Fields play, and saying, well, this is by choice. This is by choice. I mean, it's hard to even get your run game off with Breece Hall, who's an extremely talented back. It's hard to get the run game off when they know there is zero threat of pass. And I know he's lost Garrett Wilson. I get that. As he was put on IR, and if you're not sure, call Rich Cimini. I get it. But, and Mitchell had 3 drops. The one was a bullet pass as he just turned his head. It hit him in the hands, so it's a drop. I think it's a fair drop, but it wasn't not much touch on a pass that could have used a little more of it. But still, some drops. I get it. It's a team effort in losing. But this quarterback gives them no chance. And if they really do want to, for me, I would play Fields every day, and I'm going to stop yelling about it, because I'm not going to care anymore, because I think what's in the best interest of the team is to lose. And if you want to lose, They did get the right quarterback. I think Bart Scott even said it in the postgame when Willie Colon was talking about how, what do you say to your team? And Bart was like, that we're tanking for the first pick? Like, that's what it feels like. In which case, bravo. I just don't think they're doing it on purpose. 888-808-1019. Obviously, we got into a bunch of different things. Aaron Judge, three-time MVP, as he outduels in the voting, at least, Cal Raleigh, and wins by a very close margin for his third MVP, which puts him in rarefied air, puts him in Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio territory, which he belongs, which he absolutely belongs. And that's really my point on it is MVP awards are nice, and we know it's about other awards. It's about a parade. It's about a ring. It's about a championship. And I know he hasn't brought one here, and I know a lot of that is on him, especially the 2 years, you know, 22 and 24, are on him. He was terrible in the World Series. Not only did he not hit that much, he dropped the ball. 2022, after his, 62 home run season, he was god-awful against the Astros. This year he had a great postseason, but ultimately it comes down to championships, and I get it, but this is just a moment to realize and recognize what we get to watch every day. And baseball is, to me, very much about the 162, about the journey, about the entire summer and having the game on the radio in your backyard or while you're running to the supermarket or while you're taking your kids to their baseball games, like constantly having it with you. And the idea that we get to watch this dude every day, 53 home runs and a batting title. Most home runs ever for a batting champion. I mean, he is, we throw the term around a lot. I feel like it started with Porzingis, but he's a unicorn, man. He truly is. He's an incredible player, and it's an honor to get to watch him play every day. He deserved the MVP. His numbers dictated it. And I know he's got to win a championship or he'll never be beloved. Don Mattingly is the last one of those. For some reason, Don Mattingly has made it through. He's beloved. He should be the coach. He should be the manager. He should be everything. I get it. Somehow Don Mattingly has made it through while being beloved while still losing. Aaron Judge won't be, but he should be because what he is giving us is incredible. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jackson in Queens. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, okay, so you kind of redirected me a little bit.
That's okay. You can go wherever you want. You got to speak up, though, however.
You're talking. Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
You're talking about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson being on the Pittsburgh Steelers last year when Mike Tomlin was their coach, and he made the playoffs with both of these quarterbacks.
That's right. That's a good point.
And now both of these quarterbacks are both on the New York teams, and they're both backup quarterbacks. So how great of a coach does that make Mike Tomlin?
A pretty damn good one. I'm with you. He's my choice to hopefully be the miracle hair throw.
Yes, and that leads me into my next point is where do you think the Giants, what position would you pick for the Giants in the draft next year? Because we're going to have a high draft pick probably. I hope we win any more games. We should lose every game. I mean, I hope we win the games, obviously.
They should lose every game that Jackson Dart doesn't play. That's how I view it. I can't. Tanking isn't the same when you already have the quarterback. But there is no benefit to this team right now other than what we talked about yesterday in Mike Kafka. If you want to see Mike Kafka be the next head coach or have an opportunity to be the next head coach, which I'm surprised as many people. I know he's the play caller now, but hasn't the offense played better? I know he's the play caller under the lousy offense of the last couple of years, but once Jackson Dart got here, we don't like the play calling. Like we don't like what the offense has done. It hasn't been all. It's not the greatest show on turf or anything, but they've put up points. No neighbors, no scataboo, and yet points. But I mean, I put out the idea that I'm open to keeping Mike Kafka, and the overwhelming reaction was, "What are you, an idiot?" Like, I'm willing to take a look at him. So that's the only reason why I would want to see games won is let's see if Mike Kafka can be a coach because I want the continuity between the quarterback and the coach. And right now, Kafka's been his coordinator. He's been the one calling the plays. They have a good relationship, I'm assuming, and that's what I would like to see. So I'm giving Kafka a chance to win the job. Is it likely? No, it's not. But I'm open to it. Unless, of course, Mike Tomlin wants to come here, then I don't care who else is. I want him. I agree with you. I think Tomlin's an incredible head coach and has been doing it forever, and I would love to bring him here. But outside of when Jackson Dart plays, because if Jackson Dart's on the field, it's about developing Jackson Dart and him playing well and winning football games. So when Jackson Dart plays, I'll be rooting for the Giants. When Jameis Winston plays, I mean, I don't know. I want the better draft pick, I guess. And I don't think there's a lot of building without Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart is the only thing building around. Like, I don't think winning games with Jameis Winston when they're already 2-8 matters all that much. That's just me. I know, and there's no doubt that losing became contagious with Brian Daboll. That is fair. I can't deny it. That's what it felt like. It's what it just, every fiber in my being told me that under Brian Daboll, for whatever reason, they have become addicted to losing. They believe it's going to happen, and they manifest it somehow. So I know I'm being a little bit hypocritical when I say it doesn't mean anything, because losing and losing and losing maybe does become contagious. I don't know. It certainly felt like that with Brian Daboll. But for me, it goes year to year. And especially since it's going to be a new coach and a new quarterback. Like, when Jameis Winston's out there, do I really care if the Giants win or lose the game? I don't. I honestly don't. If they win, I suppose great, because I don't need a quarterback, so I'm not so hung up on the draft pick. But if they lose, great. It'll help them get a better draft pick. But with Jackson Dart, I have to root for victories. With Jackson Dart, I have to root for the building process, because that's what I believe in, building with the quarterback. Now, as far as who they should take, again, you're not going to believe this, but I feel like it should be predicated around the quarterback. I know they need help in the defensive backfield, and like we'll see where they are and what the prospects turn out. And if there is this, you know, if they feel like at the pick there's an incredible shutdown corner who could transform the defense, I'm not going to say you can't take that pick. But for me, just without doing too much draft work just yet, I would tell you I want someone who's going to be a weapon for this quarterback, or is going to help block for this quarterback. Like, that's, I want the quarterback. Like, the entire thing is about Jackson Dart. So just off the top of my head, without knowing where they're going to be or how the draft is going to shake out or how we view the prospects heading into the draft, to me, I want a weapon for the quarterback, or I want someone who helps protect the quarterback. So offensive line or wide receiver are probably where I would go, because they're in desperate need of another wide receiver. If there is a stud wide receiver, that's where I would go and team him up with Neighbors and give this kid all kinds of weapons. That's where I would go. Now, again, if getting after the other, you know, defense is important too. If there's a shutdown corner, if there's another unbelievable edge rusher, and that's where it lands, and the two best wide receivers are already gone or whatever, I don't know. But off the top of my head, quarterback. Get him a weapon, protect him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus.
John and Maspeth, everybody knows John and Maspeth, the great Yankee fan and Met hater. He's telling me that Tankathon has the Giants taking in the first round Jordan Tyson, which will be the number one wide receiver taken in the first round, and then Vega alone, the number one guard, offensive lineman guard, taken in the second round. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Super versatile offensive line.
Yeah. Out of where?
Penn State.
That's why you know him so well. That's why you know him so well. I mean, that's it. That's what I would do. Wide receiver, offensive lineman. Offensive lineman, wide receiver. Those would be my first two picks. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Chris, your defense of Brian Daboll was that
it he knows
was good
no bounds.
With quarterbacks. He was good with quarterbacks.
Yes.
And that's how he got the job.
That's not a defense. That's a fact.
Okay, and he, all right, well, that's the platform with you. Like, that's what you talk about, right? That's you defend him. You said he picked Jackson Dart.
Yes.
And, you know, And that was your conversation the whole time. If Jackson Dart progresses and does well, that's all you ever talked about,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say about, remember, the rest of the team, how they're functioning.
Right.
Last night, I'm watching Vrabel, and you watched the whole game. He's on the sideline. He's talking to the defensive backs. He's talking to the offensive linemen.
No way.
I mean, this is regularly. And Dable looks like he had this face on.
You're saying Dable... Other coaches actually talk to the defense? What do you think? You think Dable what was Dable doing on the sidelines? Probably playing
tiddlywinks? He would yell at a backup offensive lineman, and we all bought into it.
Okay.
You know, he went for the two-point conversion. No, but my point is, Chris, I'm trying to teach you this, and I'm being serious.
Please.
I'm
I get you. Please, let the lesson continue.
When you're a head coach, you got to be responsible. Like,
no.
Dable should be a quarterback's coach or a GM.
Oh, like, really?
Do you not get that?
No, I don't get that, dope. No, I don't.
How do you not get that?
Because
he's a terrible coach.
All right, well, fine. He's fired. Why are you still calling about Brian Dable? It's over.
I'm trying to teach you about
You're not teaching me anything. Listen, coaches get hired. What was Shanahan before he got hired? Obviously, he's got to coach the entire. Okay, you don't shut up. Obviously, he's got to coach the entire team. When did I ever say he doesn't have to coach the entire team? When did I say that? What I said was, I look at this as a new rebuilding season. They allowed him to stay despite the losing to draft the quarterback and develop him. As long as that was working, I was willing to give him a chance where next year then became about winning. I viewed this as like year one of the second rebuild. I couldn't have made it any more crystal clear. And the same thing now. I am calling for an offensive head coach. That's what I'm calling for. Many disagree. That's up to interpretation. Fine. For me, unless you are going to get a proven head coach, like a Vrabel, like a Tomlin, like a Belichick, like a Gruden, I don't know, one of these proven guys who have been successful, Mike McCarthy, even though he's an offensive head coach, so is Gruden, obviously. I'm just saying, like, those are different for me. But if they are going to go with a young coordinator, if they're going to go with a first-time head coach coordinator, I want it to be offensive because I want him to work with the quarterback. When I say that, it doesn't mean I don't give a damn what he does with the rest of the team or that that's not on him or that he doesn't have to worry about that. Rex Ryan was the coach of the team, and yet what was his? We all talked, well, he only focuses on the defense. Right? This is not a conversation that's new to me and my take on Brian Dable. Of course, you have to be the coach for the entire team. I get that. Is Andy Reid running the... Do we give Andy Reid all the credit for the defense? Or does Spags get credit for the defense? You hire a defensive head coach. If he was doing well, if Bowen wasn't a terrible head coach, if Wink Martindale was here, because Wink Martindale's defense was great. Does anybody give Brian Dable credit for that defense? Or do we say, oh, it was all Wink Martindale? He gets no credit for that defense that year, does he? Ah, but he was the head coach of the entire team. Of course he's responsible for winning and losing. He's responsible for the whole team. Obviously, he's the head coach. But head coaches don't always get hired for their ability to work with everyone. They get hired because they're good at something. McVay didn't get hired because he was some sort of, I can talk to everybody. I can relate to kickers, linebackers, wide receivers, special teams guys. That's who I am. I'm a Renaissance man. He got hired because he was a great offensive coach. Then once you get in the situation, you develop the offense. That's your offense. You work with the quarterback. And then you also become the head coach and delegate responsibility and work for the whole team. Of course, Brett. Saying that I liked what he did with the quarterback and that's why I want him to stay is because this to me was a new rebuild season. And a new, like, they're rebuilding. It failed the first 3 years. They're going to get another crack at the rebuild. I said that when they kept them. It shouldn't be viewed at as another season and an opportunity to win some football games. It should be viewed at a second crack at the rebuild. And year one rebuild with a rookie quarterback is develop the quarterback. Year two is become a playoff team. Year three is become a Super Bowl contending team. That's the process of a rebuild. That's what it is. Year one with Eli Manning, they dumped the season at 5-4. Dumped on it. Said forget the 5-4. Forget the winning. This season isn't about winning. It's about Eli Manning. Then year two, they went to the playoffs, right? That's what I'm saying. under the idea that because I want an offensive coach or because I was willing to give Brian Daboll another crack at a rebuild, and particularly because everything was going great with the quarterback, doesn't mean I'm neglecting the idea that he's the coach of the whole team. And that's why he got fired. Because if he was just the quarterback coach, he wouldn't have got fired. Like, I understand that. But coaches get hired for a reason. Whatever coach you want to hire, or whatever young executive that or young coordinator that's going to get hired and has gotten hired, why do you think they get hired? Why did Ben Johnson get hired in Chicago? Because of his ability to be an all-around coach? Is that why he got hired? Why do people point to guys and go, oh, he would be a great head coach? Why? What proof do they have other than the unit he leads is doing one hell of a job? Oh, we got to get Jesse Minter. Jesse Minter is the defensive coordinator for a team led by Jim Harbaugh, one of the better coaches in all of football, college, and NFL. What is he doing right now that makes him a candidate for the job? He's coaching up the defense, right? Right? Maybe, listen, Brett, because I'm going to teach you. He's the defensive coordinator, and it's going well with the defense. And he's going to get hired, wait for it, because of his ability to coach the defense. But when he becomes the head coach, he's responsible for everything, because that's what the head coach is. But his specialty will be the defense. Like, that's what it is. And Ben Johnson got hired because of his ability to coach offense under Dan Campbell, who's the head coach. But Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator. And he got hired not because of his head coaching skills, because we don't know what those skills are. He got hired because of his ability to coach the Lions offense, and because they wanted him to work with the young Caleb Williams. Now he's gone there and he's made Caleb Williams better, and they've won some games, and he's responsible for everything. That's how it works. But if he would have went there and lost football games, but Caleb Williams played excellent, they would be like, all right, you've developed the offense, you've installed your offense, you've got your quarterback that we wanted you to work with playing great, and now the defense is costing us games, or whatever's costing us games, year two, you better win some football games. I was viewing this, despite all the losses, and despite the lousy last 2 years, when they decided to keep him and let him draft a young rookie quarterback, I viewed it as a pseudo second rebuild. And the quarterback was playing great, and I didn't want to mess with it. Particularly because the owners told us the last time he had to hire a GM and coach in Daboll and Shane, how much he ruined Daniel Jones by changing coaches on him. So I don't want to ruin Jackson Dart. But yes, he's obviously the coach of the whole team. And I'm aware of that, despite talking about how important his work with the quarterback is. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Phil and Hal. What's up, Phil?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Listen, I've been listening to you all night, and you make perfect sense about the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I think you also have to understand that Daboll, and I know he's gone, like you said, all right? He was on the hot seat all year long, and he knew it. Mm-hmm. The way that I see it is that he basically used Jackson Dart for his own benefit. This way he could keep his job. I really believe that. In fact, I believe that even if he knew that Jackson Dart was better than the quarterbacks that he had and with the best chance to win, he still would have sat him if he knew that his job was going to be safe no matter what. And yeah, you might have wanted to start him like the last couple of games if the season was a disaster, which we all know it would have been a disaster.
I mean, we're saying that coaches using their quarterbacks to get wins is somehow only in the benefit of the coach. Like, what are we talking about? That's what every coach does. Every coach plays the best quarterback to try and win games. That's except Aaron Glenn, of course. Like, what are we talking about? That Brian Daboll only played the quarterback to save his job, not to win football games? Isn't that his job? Shouldn't he be doing his job as well as trying to save his job? His job is to win football games. And the reason he waited the 4 weeks was because Andrew Thomas wasn't ready. He wanted to make sure Andrew Thomas was ready to help protect this young quarterback. He used the quarterback to save his job. Then what was he even back for? What is any coach doing? Any coach, he's only using the best players to win football games to improve his standings with the owner in the organization. What are we talking about? It's about winning. He recognized that Jackson Dart gave him the best chance to win. Isn't football about winning? Saving his job, keeping his job, you know, setting a precedent for his job, starting his career, ending his career. It's about winning. They all want to win. What are we, like, oh my God, man, we hate Daboll so much that now winning is about, all he cared about was himself. I've never heard that about a coach ever. I have never heard that a coach doing what he thought was best to win games was all about him. We despise this man so much. All he did was give us our future in 10 years when Jackson Dart's winning championships, hopefully. Let's see if we despise the man who brought him here. Golly. I don't understand. He was a losing coach. He got fired. He deserved to get fired. I get it. We don't have to stomp on his grave and say that the only reason he cared about winning was to save his job. And that he used him. He used him by playing him and giving him a chance in the NFL. Well, use me the same. It's Brian Daboll wasn't hired to be a quarterback's coach. I'm not saying he was hired to be the quarterback's coach. He was hired to be the head coach, but he was hired because of the job he did with the quarterback. It's not hard, people. Ben Johnson was hired because of the job he did with the offense. That doesn't mean he was hired to be the offensive coordinator in Chicago, but that's why he was hired. He was hired because he did a damn good job as an offensive coordinator, and they're hoping he brings that offense to Chicago while being their head coach. My goodness. I've never heard that in my life, ever. Brian Daboll is the first coach ever who wins were only about him. That he didn't get, otherwise he would have, if he knew he was safe, he would have lost football games. If he wasn't worried about getting fired, he would have lost football games. On purpose. He wouldn't have played the best players. He would have said, screw this, I'll lose, I don't have to win. That's what coaches do. Safe coaches just lose on purpose. I know I defended him. I know that. And by the end, I thought he deserved to be fired too. By the end, he proved he cultivated a team that didn't know how to win and made sure they didn't. And enough was enough, even for me. But now we just despise the guy so much. Joe Judge was worse. This guy won us a road playoff game. This guy drafted us, hopefully, the future quarterback. What? Like, why didn't we hate Joe Judge like this? I don't understand. I don't know why we have this vitriol for this man that even after he's gone, we have to say that it was, like, nefarious what he was doing. He had some underlying motive of saving his job at all cost. It didn't matter who he hurt or what he did. Like, it's just crazy. The only reason he tried to win football games is because his job was under. Yeah, everyone is trying to win football games. They're all trying to win football games. whether they're a brand new coach, a seasoned coach, a veteran coach, a coach who's won championships already. Like, they're all trying to win. But Brian Daboll has the unique distinction of only winning to try and save his job. Only Brian Daboll does it. Every other coach does it for the right reasons. Brian Daboll did it just to save his stinking fat butt. It's crazy. It's crazy. I got to go to break. 888-888.
Remember when Cal Raleigh had better numbers than Aaron Judge?
Oh, my God. This has been one hell of a morning.
And Justin Fields was great.
Justin Fields threw the ball well last night. Cal Raleigh had better numbers than Judge. And Brian Daboll is the first coach in the history of coaching who only attempted to win to save his job. Other coaches.
We all remember when Herm said, you play to lose the game.
You play to lose the game. All right? Herm Edwards only trying to save his job. I mean, that's it, right? Well, Vince Lombardi, you know, breathing, victory then breathing. That's it. All that was just to keep going. Oh, my God.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Times like these, I'm reminded of the great Vince Lombardi quote. winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Unless, of course, you have job security. Then it doesn't really matter. I mean, it drives me nuts. Only Brian Daboll, coaching to win, only to save his job. Otherwise, he would have been cool with the losing. Rashawn in New Milford, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
My first time calling. I just wanted to shed some light on Brian Daboll.
Sure.
I listened to a lot of callers complaining and pretty much hating him, and I don't understand it because I like the way our offense was moving with him. It hasn't looked that good in a long time, you know, and it's just that we didn't have good enough pieces on our roster to finish the job, I think, you know, and I put that on the Joe Shane.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And it's rapid fire style if you're unaware, if you haven't listened that much, so I'm sorry to cut you off quick. I don't disagree. Look, now again, Brian Daboll didn't do a good enough job. All right, and you can't lose the games he lost in the manner in which he lost them, and have that many losses attached to you already over the last 2 years. Like, I get it. When I was defending him when I was really defending him and saying you can't fire him, they had just won football games. They had beat the 3-0 Chargers led by Jim Harbaugh. They had beat the Eagles in a manner in which the Giants haven't beaten the Eagles in 20 years. And then they were up 19-0 on the Broncos, and then it fell apart in an ugly loss. But, like, those are three impressive weeks to me. Even with losing that game against the Broncos, I was enthused by how they were playing. It was an ugly loss. It was a gut-wrenching loss. It was hard to take that they gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter, obviously. And I agree with you on that. Like, they lost two cornerbacks, and the defense fell apart because the depth at that position is garbage. So, like, I get it. And after that game, I was still very much, I'm not firing this guy. I know it's a brutal loss, but when's the last time they went on the road to a playoff team with the best defense in the league, arguably, and were up 19 points in the fourth quarter? Like, I know they blew it, but they were dominating that football game. I'm pleasantly surprised. Then the Eagle game, then the no-show against the 49ers, and then yet another game where they completely lost the game you can't lose, and it became too much. Even I agreed. But, like, the offense was moving in the right direction, and they were winning some games. Big games, playoff team games. But then it went the other way, and it had to go. I get it. But he got us Jackson Dart, and I don't know what the issue is by saying he was hired because of his skill set as an offensive head coach, and what he did with the quarterback is somehow, he's not the quarterback. I understand he's not a quarterback coach, but all these coordinators get hired because they do their job well. He did his job well in Buffalo. That's why he got hired. And working with the young quarterback for me in the first year of the young quarterback, starting week four, is pretty darn important. And it was going well. But the losing became too much, even I admit. Dave in Brooklyn. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Chris. Two quick points.
Real quick.
Judge, for the ninth straight year, has won the award of getting the worst calls by umpires by far.
That's true. All those walks and still the worst strike zone in the league. Listen, you can't argue. You would have to argue narrative, catching, switch hitting. You have to come up with reasons why Cal Raleigh won the MVP or should have won the MVP. And your reasons might be valid and interesting and make a good debate. But you can't debate the numbers. And we've had a couple callers try and debate numbers on the MVP. That makes no sense. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Thank you to Fleegs. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for calling. The warm-up show is next. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 9 a.m. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.